Thank you, Mr. President. The Philippines congratulates and extends its gratitude to the Presidency of Iran for convening the members and observer states of the Conference on Disarmament to discuss a topic that is important to each and every state in the world. We thank the Presidency for the opportunity to engage in a dialogue on matters related to PARAS and to discuss the work of the GGE. We would also like to take this opportunity to extend our appreciation to the panelists this morning, as well as to the chair for the report and the work accomplished by the GGE thus far. These developments are all vital to our efforts in addressing the challenges we face in this frontier of global security. We recognize that the work of the GGE plays a pivotal role in laying the foundation for an internationally legally binding instrument. The Philippines takes pride in and welcomes the responsibility given to us in respect to our representation in the GGE by our technical expert from the Philippine Space Agency. The Philippines, as an emerging space-capable nation with limited resources, fully recognizes the need for a legally binding instrument, which is essential to the protection and safeguarding of our space assets from potential threats. Our space assets are critical to the effective function of our communication and disaster management policies and infrastructures, as well as to other civilian applications. Harm to any of our space assets would translate to a profound impact and damage to our nation. We note the recognition of the GGE that we are in the midst of a difficult geopolitical environment and that there is a need for a comprehensive and common understanding of the underlying security threats, such as counter-space capabilities and behaviors, among others, that could put at risk and endanger space systems that provide services to our peoples. It is in this context that the Philippines advocates for the incorporation of the principle of due regard in the elements of a future legally binding instrument. This principle obliges states to conduct space activities with consideration for the interests and welfare of other states, necessitating consultations if potential harm is foreseen. These can be operationalized through effective communication and collaboration mechanisms among space actors. Mr. President, lastly, the Philippines also advocates that the future legally binding instrument incorporate a verification mechanism, which is a foundation of stability and consistency in enforcing treaty obligations. We believe that a verification mechanism as a complementary measure will be helpful in strengthening transparency and confidence-building measures, as well as in building the norms of responsible behavior in space. Thank you very much.